Hello again, it's me, Brandon, your pre-episode, pre-goss, pre-host. And wait a second, this isn't restricted to Patreon. Mama, it's my shot at the big times. Move over, Chris. Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway World, get off of my runway. Anyway, here's a pre-goss.
Oh, hey, Brandall.
Hello. Chris, you sound different.
Yeah, I am going to be DMing today.
Oh, my God. Make a... what kind of check? What dice is... what?
Performance. Intimidation.
I was trying to be Mark in a DM role.
Oh.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
I'm going to be your DM today.
Oh, exciting.
You're the only one that would be excited about that.
Well, my next step is, are you ready for when we go off your scripts?
Oh, true.
Because I think you could have planned for a lot of contingencies, but I also think that we don't follow directions very well.
I feel like this would be a funny thing for the Patreon.
What, a Mark DM? Yeah. You're free to do it, baby.
I don't think I would be able to do it without you, like, by my side. Oh, can't get off the keyboard. Us gays can never be on time.
It's true.
I feel like it comes from, like, a need to always be fashionably late.
Or just poor time management skills.
No. At this point, I think it's just a genetic bias.
Jonathan needs to make sure we know that we're not the most important thing in his life.
I was a couple minutes late because I was petting chicken. I'm like, I can use those extra 10 minutes to pet my bunny.
Katie's is the poor time management. Jonathan's is purposeful.
Well, I think that might be, like, before I go do this, like, mind-intensive thing, I need some... bunny time.
And Jonathan's is like, I have 3 minutes. I'm going to walk to Starbucks.
Yes! But Katie could have planned the bunny time before we started recording.
Well, hey, she ambushes me.
Welcome, Jonathan. I'm going to be your DM for today.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is going to be interesting. I am hungover.
Oh, what kind of shenanigans did you get into last night?
I made chicken Alfredo and then vodka.
Chicken Alfredo and vodka?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about like a vodka chicken Alfredo sauce?
No. I made a fettuccine Alfredo.
Alfredo. Nice. Classic.
Classic. And the girls came over and we started talking about video games. And then she was like, I have vodka. I'm going to go get it from my car. And I was like, oh, shit. And
in what fashion was this vodka consumed?
Oh, it was not even like holy. Like, we chugged it.
So you just drank straight from the bottle?
Like you were 19 years old.
Hey. Like you were 19 years old. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Well, you know, car vodka, that's how you drink it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Warm.
That's funny.
Just warm vodka.
Man. Warm vodka on top of that Alfredo sauce.
Oof. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I woke up today. That's why I needed like an extra 30 minutes because my body is not okay right now.
Just shit and water. I don't know.
Like, it's bad, girl.
Godspeed, soldier.
So if Shannon today is a little irritable, you know why. You know what? If I have IBS, so does Shannon.
Yeah, there you go.
Shannon's going to be running to the bathroom.
Running to the bathroom.
You know, she's going to be constantly thinking about, like, wait, Where's the nearest one?
Bitch, yes.
Every door she walks into, is there a public bathroom? Do I have to pay for it? You know, like, do I need to make a purchase?
I have to cover all parameters.
Take one of those crotch corks out of the statue.
You listen. Oh.
Unless, I mean, she can put on an adult diaper before she leave the office, though. I don't know where y'all starting from.
I don't know. No, because then the adult diaper fucks up the figure, her slutty waist, and she can't have that.
What type of conversation are y'all having?
Oh, hey, there she is.
But in all realness, Chris is just needing some time to prepare for his episode, so I thought I'd crack y'all up and just play with it and say I was going to be the DM.
Oh, you're fine. You're good. Can someone remind me what we're doing today? Because are we about to start a fight? I feel like we're about to start a fight.
Last time we ended on, I think it was Lynn that said, oh, boom, here you go. Here's your memories back or something like that.
We both cast it. We both cast a spell magic at fifth level, and that's the only reason Chris let it work.
I think Animeek also joined.
Yes, Animeek also joined.
Okay, so it was triple.
Yes, because it needed to be power of three.
Yeah, because I lied and said I had it.
Escuchas las palabras. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Still impressive, you know, that whole thing. It is still so impressive. Okay, so for this episode, I've kind of told Tisha this, but so because of Rux's like flooding of memories, we could either just... I can tell Tisha what Rux remembers, and that kind of sounds kind of boring. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to have a flashback episode today.
Ooh.
Okay.
And we are going to learn how Rux lost their memory, which means that the three of you that are not Rux will be playing new characters today.
Ooh.
Okay.
British accent. Got it.
Yeah.
Autistic.
That's so funny.
That was a really solid, funny 10 minutes of that episode, though. Also, like, again, congratulations on the Webby honoree, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big
weird
deal
to think about. Yeah. Like, up there with Michelle Obama.
Right?
Like I said, bitch, we were going against some big dogs. And the bitches that made it, like, into the actual nomination, like...
But what got us this honoree was the Normel hot dog exchange.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes! Spreading Quebecois culture! And Chicago culture!
Yes!
So, I need Jonathan, Katie, and Brandel to roll me a d20, just a flat d20.
Okay.
Here we go. For my d20, I rolled a 9.
I got an 8.
Give me 2 seconds.
And Chad got a 7.
I got a 15.
Okay.
Wow, way to be different.
Pick me.
Okay. Katie, I'm going to send you each a little bit of character information on who you'll be playing today.
Okay.
And that just determined who was playing whom. Also, now Tisha and I talked about this, and obviously Jonathan knows, but does Brandel or Katie know how Rux lost their memory?
I don't.
Part of the Mafia.
Okay.
So the answer is no. Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what we're doing today... and I have alluded to it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do another episode similar to how Erwin was hired, the interview process.
Ooh. Okay.
We're going to do Rux's interview process today.
Okay.
And so, not to spoil it, but Le Capitan can erase memories, and that's how he's able to maintain that he can't talk. But, you know, maybe something happens with him and Rux. That makes it go a little bit extra. Yep, so,
we'll
like sexual?
Yeah, we're going to have a full-on furry porn episode. You're all playing actual dildos.
Oh, yeah, baby. Not sexually neutral anymore.
You're all big furry penises.
We're not going to the next Webbies, I'll tell you that.
Hey, we're going to win the next animal erotic.
Yeah, right.
GVN.
We'll get the first furry.
Can I send individual messages on Riverside? I probably can.
You can send them on Discord.
That's easier.
You fucking what?
How can I complicate to use this Riverside? Yeah, I know. You're right.
Fuck.
Don't say anything
aloud. I'm not saying
nothing. Okay.
I hate the name.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay. All right.
I love the clue being in Simlish and everyone being like, what does this mean? And I'm like, haha, gerb.
I literally wrote gerb in the thing.
Oh. You know what? They act like they know so much more than us, and they usually do. This time, fuck you.
We got gerb geep.
I wrote, everyone's doing so gerb, and then did like an asterisk saying good.
So funny.
It was really good. Gerb.
Okay, you can kind of play these characters however you want. I will tell you the year is 1910. And we are in Nashville in my story, but you can do whatever the fuck you want, honestly.
Nashville.
1910. Isn't that the year the Titanic sank?
1912, I believe.
1912. The War of 1812. Okay.
With the French.
War of 1910.
So 1910, that means that we are not under British rule. Got it.
All right. Now I'm just...
Yeah, I have to do a British accent for this.
is any of the secret? Is all of the secret?
For now, because what Rux is going to do is basically the same thing as Erwin. Le Capitan's going to put Rux in a situation where, hey, you need to prove that you can solve this case. I'll introduce the case. And then a lot of this is going to be improvised. And quite honestly, it's written in so many places that I'm going to make some of this shit up along the way.
Period. Christopher, this may be a dumb question. Why are we so far in the past?
Isn't this World War One era?
Yes. Ish. World War One is like the 1909 to 1914. So yeah. What
so mushy pea gravy. It's
South Africa wasn't a thing yet.
Okay, well, I'll cross South Africa out of my story then.
Yeah.
Thanks. I had that. That was the colors of the flag that you needed to solve today. So good job.
Oh, wait, really?
No, no.
Oh. You do love flags.
I do love flags.
Don't say that too fast.
Flags, numbers, anagrams. God.
Elemental tables.
My parents should have had me tested so much younger.
Yeah, the Chicago accent was quite different then because it would be A, C.
Hey, Chicago. Yep.
Hey, Chicago.
Oh, you can be like the
all right.
Boss to that
nope.
Shade.
Nope.
You
went north real
shady
quick.
Sometimes shade.
I have a hard time with the transatlantic accent.
It's not a real accent.
Wow, just because it's not trans, real.
Wow.
It's not a real accent.
It was completely made.
Wow,
yeah, completely made up.
I support trans accents.
It is not a local dialect, correct? It is a learned accent.
Yeah, but so's fucking English.
So is
British.
So is the Queen's English, yeah.
As soon as they sing, that shit disappears. It's all fake. Oh. Everything's a scam. You guys are sheep.
Is it called the King's English now?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Didn't he die?
He's taking herbs for his cancer at the advice of his doctor.
He's taking what?
He's literally like on herbs and potions. Like literally.
Oh, you
he's
changed
like,
it up. Wow.
You
first said herbs, then you said herbs. What's up, Katie?
And
which
I thought you were saying
it?
I thought you were
which
saying
one
herbs
is it?
Because
you gotta say one or the other.
I thought you were saying herbs because America on TikTok has been making fun of British people for saying herbs instead of herbs. And I was like, oh, okay. Katie's one of us.
Now I'm on TikTok. I would be trapped forever.
All right. I'm sending each of you a little bit of information. I'm trying to let you guys know in advance what you need to know, but I'm probably going to have to assist in the story.
Okay.
Also, some of this just might be bullshit. I don't care.
It's okay. Story magic, baby. You got to edit it all after.
That's kind of the nice part. I've just learned that I can write half of a story and be like, they'll figure it out.
Yep.
They're not going to follow it anyway.
No, remember rebranding. We're going to try our best.
What'd you just call me?
Oh, yeah. Chrysanthemum.
Thank you.
You can start when everyone's back.
I got to find out what a Nashville accent sounds like.
Nashville.
Do we have any abilities, or is this thing like full roleplay?
Or can we just use our own character sheet?
I'm fine with that if we need to do some roles. It's going to be kind of hard because it's basically player versus player, or player versus player. You know what I mean? Like, Tisha has to figure out what happened. And so whichever one of you is guilty is trying to deceive Tisha, and the rest of you are, I guess, trying to help or trying to prove your innocence.
Which one of you is guilty?
Guilty says what?
Oh, you're leaving? All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye, Mark.
We're 1910s Nashville for some reason.
Yeah, we will. We'll start the story when we start the story. How about we start this recording, huh?
Okay.
All right. Here.
Episode 16.
Wait.
Oh, no! Hold on.
Oh, no.
I know. My pen, and I really desperately need it, so give me a second.
Oh, someone messaged me on Discord. Oh, hook? Oh, fuck. It's 11:37, and we have not started recording.
Yes.
This is true.
And I blame me.
Okay. It happens.
This is why we don't start drinking during pre-gals.
I haven't started drinking yet.
Oh, no.
You're still drinking from yesterday night.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just supremely hungover still.
Yeah.
I blame Chris for taking 20 minutes to send us each, like, 3 sentences of information.
I did this last minute. That's my fault.
Drag him.
But here we are. Okay.
I blame Chris for buy erasure.
Oh. How can you blame him if he's not even here?
Can't see me. I'm John Cena.
You can't kill me. I'm a bad bitch.
Okay. Hold on. I'm not sure. I think I might have fucked up some things I sent y'all.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me just let go real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll fool around. We'll find out. It's cool.
You guys remember when there was a murderer at the cake show and then it turns out that no one was the murderer?
Yes. I will also, the three of them don't know who is guilty or not guilty. No one has told anything, right?
No.
I'm gay.
Tisha tried.
Guilty.
Tisha tried.
Six. Squish.
Okay.
Not guilty.
Yes. No. fuck the French. All right.
So let's do this. French. Jesus. We've been on the French charts, though.
I have been doing my best to be nice.
They hate
Brando,
that.
Please take
you need
that
to be
out.
Mean to them.
French people, I love you. If y'all got...
I mean, we don't have any French patrons. They can't hear the pre-goss, but like...
Oh.
I'm just saying.
I'm being censored.
Sorry.
Okay, we are starting the recording.
Yes.
Brandel has a library of pre-goss now.
Yeah.
3, 1!
The chaos.
Jonathan, could you do previously on for me?
Why didn't you tell me? Fucking God, I need time to prepare for this. Okay.
It's just fun.
He asked Katie like 4 weeks in a row.
I was ready to keep banging some out.
Last time on Roll Gay Role Playing Shane.
Nice. So annoying.
Good one.
Read me, Katie.
Welcome to Roll Gay Roleplay.
Ooh, a little sneaky peeky at the next few episodes. We're doing a flashback, baby. But that's literally a story for another time. So until then,
ruin my adult body.
Bye.